Hi, this is Shireen Orsted, and I'm a partner at Drysdale Bacon McStravick, who practices in the area of elder law and estate litigation. The topic I'm going to speak to you about today is what is a comitee and when do you need one? A comitee is a person appointed by the court to manage the estate or the person of someone who is mentally incapable. And in my practice, the need to appoint a comitee most commonly occurs when an elderly person becomes incapable because of dementia. And it's because of that dementia that they're no longer able to look after themselves or their finances or both. And generally, people will not need to have a comitee appointed if they had taken some steps in the future while they were competent to look to the future to see what may happen if they do become incompetent. And the way that you do that is you execute an enduring power of attorney and a representation agreement, appointing the person that you want to have look after your finances or to look after you should you become mentally incompetent. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't do that, which means you do need to go to court, or someone needs to go to court to be appointed comitee of the person. And that comitee will then have legal authority to make those decisions on behalf of the incapable person. So a comitee of a person's estate is going to be the person appointed to look after and manage the incapable person's financial, business, or legal affairs. And a comitee of the person means that the comitee will look after the incapable person's physical needs. So they're going to make decisions, healthcare decisions, deciding where that person lives, those types of things. Generally, a court application to be appointed comitee requires a couple of things. Most importantly is you have to bring a petition to start the process to be appointed. You'll have to swear an affidavit setting out your relationship to the incapable person, discussing a bit of the background and the family relationships of the person who's incapable, and setting out what the assets and liabilities of the incapable person are. The other thing that is required is that you actually need to have two opinions from two different medical practitioners who will say that the person is incapable of managing his or her affairs or his or herself or both. And once you have that information, you can go to court and ask that the court appoint you or appoint the person a comitee. So if you know of someone who may need a comitee appointed because he or she is incapable, or you want to prevent the need in the future to have a comitee appointed and you want to look at getting an enduring power of attorney and a representation agreement, then please give me a call at 604-LAWYERS, 604-529-9377. I look forward to hearing from you.